Hey there, it's Tony here, and welcome to the Dumb Leaders Podcast, episode 26, Dumb Leaders Just Want to Be Liked. Stay tuned. Hey there, it's Tony here, and welcome to episode 26 of the Dumb Leaders Podcast. Starting to get a little bit of our groove back, ladies and gentlemen. We had a bit of a hiatus. We threw out a podcast just recently and number 26. Dumb leaders just want to be liked. Now, at times during our leadership journey, we will often get faced with choices. And at times, no matter how good you are as a leader, we make some dumb decisions. And that's the reality. So if you're sitting there as a leader, not believing that you can make dumb decisions, you may be in the terms of a dumb leader called the delusional leader. Because no matter how good you are as a leader, we make dumb decisions. And one of the dumb decisions that's often made is our decision or our choice to be liked. And often it's faced with, as and when I say a choice, because often the choice is about an action or a behavior, about upholding a standard or wanting to be liked. It's a choice that we make. We make a choice whether we're going to be liked or whether we're going to uphold standards. And I see a lot of leaders working really, really hard because they're wanting to be liked by their team. And then from a personal work ethic base, they work really hard to keep the standards. And yet they make the choice to be liked, so their teams aren't necessarily upholding the standards. So we've got a group of busy leaders that are liked, but we're not challenging our team, to uphold the standards. And usually we run around to try and make that happen. Now, it usually happens early in a career when our skill set, our knowledge, our awareness hasn't developed to the stage that it should. But it can happen at later stages. As a young leader, we often take the easy choice of wanting to be liked. And we attempted not to push people into the standards of excellence that we know that they can achieve. And the standards of excellence that you need to deliver as a leader. Now, from experience, I've learned a thing or two, and I've certainly seen a thing or two. You know, great mentors to leaders and managers play a role, play a large role, and leave a legacy in people's lives. And that legacy remains forever. So great mentors to leaders and managers, they play a role. And they leave a legacy in people's lives forever. Now, leaders that just want to be liked get forgotten. Leaders that just want to be liked get forgotten. And if they're lucky, they get stored in the memory banks as a bit of a sideshow, an act that comes for a brief moment with some laughs and some cynical scorn. Leaders that just want to be liked get forgotten. And that's maybe okay if you learn the lessons. If that happens to you in your early in your leadership journey and you learn the lessons, that's okay. Because in time we build our toolkit and we get better as a leader, but dumb leaders don't. Dumb leaders stay with the mindset of wanting to be friends, not making the tough decisions, not challenging people to be their best, not standing people up for what they could be, not getting to know people deeper than on a superficial level. Dumb leaders don't set boundaries. Dumb leaders don't set direction. They want to stay friends. And they want to say at that superficial level of not getting to know their people better to inspire them and motivate them to take them to the next level. And seriously, that's just dumb. And the thing that I see time and time again is that those people in my life who I've stretched to be better, stay in touch, and occasionally will continue to seek support for when things are going tough or when they're faced with a conundrum that they believe that I can help and support them with. The connection runs deep and it remains deep. Now, I don't see that from leaders who remain or want to remain friends. I don't see that from leaders who haven't stretched their people. I don't see that from leaders who don't challenge their team. The dumb leaders who try and remain friends. Now, as a leader, you have a primary role, and that primary role is to make people better. And we make people better with an attitude to serve. So we serve to make them better. And when we make them better, we make performance better. And when our performance is better, we get better results. And that usually doesn't happen when you're leading to be a friend. It just doesn't happen. So if you're a leader that's making the choice to be a friend and not be a leader that challenges, stretches, motivates, inspires their team, well, that's dumb. That is just dumb, and that's what dumb leaders do. Take some time to reflect back. When have you made that choice? That choice where you've walked past something that was wrong, and you chose not to do anything about it because you want to remain a friend. Reflect back on that and take some time to think, how could you have handled that with respect to have challenged that person to have gone on to be better than what they were? Hey, here at the Dumb Leaders Handbook and the Dumb Leaders Podcast, we have currently received 96 bits of feedback. 96 bits of feedback, stories, connections around dumb leaders. It's been awesome. 96 separate little stories around dumb leaders. And you will be surprised just how many of them we have received about female leaders. Now, over the coming weeks, and I know I've been talking about this for a while, over the coming weeks, we really want to release this information, but we want to get to 100 stories. So if you've got a dumb leader story, share it with us. Head on over to the Dumb Leaders Handbook. It's at dumbleaders.com. Click on the contact page and send us a story, your story about a dumb leader. Because I think truly, deeply, madly, you will be surprised. Who are the dumber leaders? Is it male or is it female? Get us to 100 stories and we are going to share that piece of gold information. And I'm sure there will be many in our listening audience that will be surprised by that. Hey, thanks for listening. Please like, share, and review. If you take some value out of this podcast, and we know that we have some very loyal listeners because we hear from them constantly. We have some loyal listeners and we thank them for that. But please share. Let's help get our message out to other people. Please share the podcast with people that you know will appreciate it, that you know will take value out of it. And hey, why not share it with a dumb leader that you know? And maybe that is in a small way, a way that we can help them get better as a leader. Until next week, this is Tony signing off from the Dumb Leaders Podcast. I'll see you then. Bye.